This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. In Jammu and Kashmir, a voter turnout of 65.48% was recorded till 5 p.m. in the third and last phase of assembly polls today. Akashvani Jammu correspondent reports that the voting was held at all the 5,060 polling stations across 40 assembly segments of 7 districts amid tight security. These districts are Jammu, Kathua, Samba and Udhampur in Jammu region and Kupwara, Baramulla and Bandipura in the Kashmir Valley. The political fate of 415 candidates will be decided in this phase. Campaigning has intensified for assembly elections in Haryana with the polling date approaching closer. Leaders of various political parties are holding multiple rallies and roadshows, garnering support for their party candidates. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi addressed an election rally today at Gadpuri Toll Plaza in Palwal district near Faridabad. He alleged that Congress is making attempts to break the unity of the country by propagating divisions on the lines of caste and religion. He said Congress's politics is limited only to false promises, whereas BJP's politics is based on hard work and results. On the other hand, addressing an election rally in Sonipat, Congress MP and leader of opposition in the Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, accused the BJP of attacking the constitution and working for a handful of billionaires in the country. Voting for the 90 assembly seats in the state will be held on the 5th of October. Counting of votes for assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir and Haryana will be held on the 8th of this month. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held delegation-level talks with his Jamaican counterpart, Dr. Andrew Holness, in New Delhi today. After the talks, India and Jamaica exchanged memoranda of understanding in the fields of digital infrastructure, cultural exchange and cooperation in the area of sports. In a joint press statement later, Prime Minister Modi expressed confidence that the Jamaican Prime Minister's visit will give new energy to bilateral relations as well as their engagement with the entire Caribbean region. The Prime Minister said trade and investment between India and Jamaica are growing. He said India has always been a reliable and committed development partner in Jamaica's development journey. He further stated that India is ready to share its experience with Jamaica in areas such as digital public infrastructure, small-scale industries, biofuel, innovation, health, education and agriculture. Speaking about organized crime, drug trafficking and terrorism, the Prime Minister said these are the common challenges and both sides have agreed to face these challenges together. Mr. Modi said both sides will continue their efforts to ensure global peace and stability. In his address, the Prime Minister of Jamaica said for almost two centuries now, Indians have made their mark in Jamaica, contributing to the development of Jamaica in various spheres. Dr. Holness arrived in New Delhi yesterday on a four-day official visit to India. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today accorded a warm send-off to Vayu Veer Vijeta Kar rally from the National War Memorial in New Delhi. The rally will reach Thois A in Ladakh, where it will be formally flagged off to Tawang in Arunachal Pradesh to mark the 92nd anniversary of the Indian Air Force on the 8th of this month. It will cover a long distance of 7,000 kilometres. Addressing the event, the Defence Minister said the Vayu Veer Vijeta Kar rally will raise awareness and increase knowledge about the Air Force along with inspiring the youth. Minister of Railways Ashwini Vaishnav conducted a comprehensive inspection of the Wadi Bandar coaching depot today in Mumbai. He reviewed the infrastructure, technical advancements and future expansion plans of the depot, focusing on passenger safety, cleanliness and service reliability. Mr. Vaishnav praised the depot's efforts to maintain a hygienic environment, particularly through innovations like the in-house designed litter collector showcased at the Best From Waste exhibition. The minister personally demonstrated the use of advanced cleaning equipment, including a Dyson vacuum cleaner used in the 14-minute miracle cleaning process of the Vande Bharat Express, underscoring his commitment to passenger comfort. In cricket, India have clean sweeped the two-match test series against Bangladesh. The hosts defeated the visitors by 7 wickets in the second test match in Kanpur this afternoon. And with that, we end this news bulletin.